Ladies and gentlemen. Alexa, volume up. It has to be said. It's the 8th of August. It's roughly 4 o'clock. And here we are, all together again. We have the Water Boys later, ladies and gentlemen. We have Gogo Bordello. We have the Tours. We have Little Jim. But most important of all, we do have the band that everybody comes to see time and time again. Such beautiful physiques this year as well. They've all been in training. We know you're going to enjoy the next 20 minutes or so. This evening is full of surprises. Ladies and gentlemen, 2019, 40 years, Fairport Convention.
Did hear the bell. This is a song celebrating that bell, written by young Chris Leslie, the festival bell. It has a chorus, a very simple chorus, one word, Jack. Do any of you need to write it down or just go for it?
So, it would be great if you could punch the air at the same time.
Yeah. Welcome, and let's enjoy ourselves this weekend. It's great to see you all. Cheers.
Was the year a bell was cast in Chico. William Bentley was the name, the family man that made them. With another fight before the lowest was a tenor, setting for a six bill in the old church tower. There was such a gathering, all to bring the new year in. The captain of the ringers was a man named William Jack. 300 years later now it's minor and major, bringing us some berry and the festival bell. The tail and when the treble it is golden, be sure to watch the changes. Now you know that she is gone. Look at the sally for a pound, then you know just what to do. We'll have to have the sign of this Bob's not here. Is he in the red line? Maybe in the phrase now. Somebody, what you think he hear his practice from there? 300 years later now it's minor and major, bringing with some merry and the best of all.
guys, did you know, guys, today is we've got an important birthday, haven't we, Peggy?
We have indeed. A wonderful accountant, Mr. Mike Jervis, who's currently having a sleep backstage in his caravan. It's his birthday today, ladies and gentlemen. Can we do a very quick happy birthday to you? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear man. Happy birthday to you. Let's raise a glass of medium dry sherry to the golden age of VAT. Much abused accountants all over the world. Happy birthday, Mike Jervis.
We're going to do a Hugh Williams song now, but not that one.
Two.
With a steady hand on the lever and a signal ready to pass. With a shoulder to the rail, there's no better place to be than the right side of the place. Traveling by steam, standing on the right, look for the realized voices echo and ring down the line. Hold on to shit, they wonder. In the railway, a big wig, so I've heard talk. My father, he was a driver, he was traveling bits to ports. And there's no better life for a young man with every master key. When you're right side of the plate, and you're traveling by steam.
play, ladies.
It's lovely to see you all here, and this time last year, at this particular point, we were joined by wonderful Martin Alcock, and there's a bit of hot press here because his album, a posthumously released album, Two Bays, with Martin Alcock and Lisa Stanini, has just arrived, so sometime over the weekend, check that out, because it'll be fab. Martin Alcock. Here's some tunes that first graced the Fairport stage in 1969 from the wonderful fiddle of Dave Swarbrick. Here for Swarbrick. And this current lineup has always had a problem getting this one going. We felt there's always something missing to launch us into this. And I'm getting that same feeling now. You know, there's
not the same. I don't know how we can start. I don't know what it is.
There's something not happening when we start. It's
hard.
Any ideas?
Yes, we've flown him all the way from America, ladies and gentlemen, just for this moment. He's catching some David Mazzix.
We're going to have a bit of a lark.
Sure, he's got the right part open here.
Looks very complicated to me.
That was lovely. That momentarily we were a six-piece band again.
There'll be more of course, Mr. Maddox on Saturday evening. Much, much more. And indeed, tomorrow night, he and I and Mr. Pegg have the great pleasure of joining Mr. Richard Thompson on stage. Very much looking forward to that as well. But, well, we're all looking forward to this incredible event, which Peggy's got to take a lot of the responsibility for. God bless you, sir. And God bless Gareth Williams for carrying on, having picked up the torch and doing such a great job. But without you people, it's nothing. It's your festival as much as ours, so thank you. We're going to finish our little bit of the evening. My God, I got up early. with this Ralph McTell song, and I'm looking forward to seeing Ralph later. It's a song of his called Around the Wildcat Corn. Thank you, enjoy the rest of today and all of tomorrow and all of Saturday.
Swooping across the deck of the ship, I dreamed I'd sail around Cape Horn. Well, the deck was a dusty farmyard, my mast was a telegraph pole, and the singing in the telegraph bands was a song heard in my soul, and it seemed that it had been singing since the day I was born. Well, you gotta take a trip on a sailing ship all the way around the Wildcat Corn. Well, I found that ship in Hamburg, her name it was Peking. Skipper's name was Captain Yurts. Well, I never had a man like him. He pulled you mad on the sea by the hair in a raging storm. This trip on a sailing ship all the way around the Wildcat Corn. The cargo hit 5,000 tons, the ship 3,000 more. There was an acre of sail, a lot, some 17 stories tall. And we had a big and a scruffy dog, and a turkey fed on corn. Willing hands to try to run, hauling us around the Wildcat Corn. In your wet clothes, the only dry thing on this ship is the cargo down below. 11,000 miles we sail nigh on another dance. 32 sails on a heaving ship, hauling us around the wild Cape Horn. But we blew into the Atlantic on a sunlit, sparkling morn, where the turkey got sick, so we ate her quick, docked us on our way around Cape Horn. And we lost two boys along the voyage, they got washed overboard. The silence from us down below, no one could put in words. Two empty bunks to mark the space, their own two lives to mourn. Yeah.
and waves like avalanches crashed upon the deck. And the screaming wind split ropes and spars and tried to have us wrecked. But she rose and fell through storm and swell, the sails all ripped and torn. 8,000 tons tossed like a dog, but she made it all around the fire Cape Horn. But she had a sky to hypnotize, no time to catch her breath. If you want to love your life, well, you have to flirt with death. Sail close to the hardest wind, treat all this with scorn.
Who's got a surprise for you now?
Move on.
What a great start, everyone. And the dancing has started already. What about up at the back of the field? Lovely. There's a best hat competition, by the way. The prize is a new hat. Now, just a couple of things. I received over 100 emails for shout outs. I'm going to try and do them all, but we're going to do them at times when you're not listening to music. So we will try and cover all of those. If you're on your own at Cropperty this year, you don't have to be on your own at Cropperty. You don't have to be. Just, and if you see somebody who's standing on their own, befriend them. But, you know, within reason. Keep yourselves watered and keep yourselves covered up. These are all the safety announcements. And now, even though it's only not even 4:30 on the first day, I'm going to ask you, can I have your attention moment? Because we have a very, very special guest to introduce to you. Sometimes when we say there's a special guest at Cropperty, it's maybe somebody that you've just listened to and a band and so on. But if you've ever put on a Fairport record, or if you've ever had an association with Fairport Convention going way back to the beginning, the name Sandy Denny, ladies and gentlemen, will be a name that you respect, admire, and love. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a little bit emotional for me, but Sandy Denny's daughter is here, and she would like to meet you at Cropperty. Would that be acceptable to you? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Georgia Lucas. She's a little bit nervous. There's the other Sandy Denny and Georgia Lucas. And Peggy. Georgia's been here for a week. You had a nice time, Georgia?
I've had a lovely time. I've been all over the most beautiful parts of England. This time, not London. So, it's been gorgeous.
Do you think they're good looking?
Yeah. You're the most gorgeous people in the world.
Okay. Georgia wanted to read a poem that she wrote about her mum, just called Where I'm From. And it's not going to take too long, but would that be okay with everybody here for a dip? Okay. You two have a hug there, okay? I'll read it as best I can, all right? Okay. Where I'm From by Georgia Lucas. This vessel has been to hell and back, full of sadness, hate, and rage. Now I'm in my second age. I had to turn the page, was always looking at the past, wondering how long the pain would stay. I could never let you in, just push you right away. The cancer in my body gave me a different fate. The day I woke up crying and finally opened the gate, and all these different feelings and emotions just flooded through. I did my dealing with all of this. It's what I had to do. Now, I am the proudest child, and perhaps your biggest fan. So thank you for persevering and sticking to your plan. You are my guardian angel. I know how hard you've tried to guide me through my dark days and keep my flame alive. And although you're on the other side, I feel you from afar. I look up in the sky, and I know that you are that star. But Sandy Denny, ladies and gentlemen, written by her daughter, Georgia Lucas. We have just had a mountain of applause for Georgia. Have a little drink. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Georgia Lucas, ladies and gentlemen.